Welcome, 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 world. You're now rocking with your boy to the MA. You're now rocking with the STM show, STM podcast, STM lifestyle, where we talk about all things possible, talk about everything relevant and something irrelevant. You know how we go. It's your boy S to the MA, making it do what it do, man. We got a lot of topics, we got a lot of things going on tonight. And it's just crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? The times and the days that we living in nowadays, man. You know, we really got to be mindful of all the things that's going on. So we're going to make it do what it do. Say add flag. I don't know what that means. Add flag. And then an X. Welcome, 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 world. You already know what it is. It's your boy S to the MA. We back at it again. Welcome to the STM podcast, STM show, STM the movement. You already know what it is. You know how we do it, y'all. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody for checking in. I mean, we got a lot going on. Not a lot going on, but we got some. I have some fun tonight, this afternoon, whatever you want to call it. It might be afternoon or night to you, whatever it is to you, it is to me. So let's get it. I'm your boy S to the MA. You know how I like to do it. This show is a radio show, hip hop, R&B, blog, a variety of different topics, different variety of different subjects, reaction videos. We just kind of free for all, go for it. And hopefully y'all have some fun with us. We play some music. We're going to play some music, play some, you know, we like to start the show off with some comedy. So without further ado, we're going to get into the get down. I'm your boy S to the MA. Stay tuned. I got my man, you know what I'm saying, McDowell's, comedian, black comedian, doing really good, doing big moves. You know what I mean?
Stay tuned. Happy couples, because happy couples make it look easy, and it's not easy. It's hard to pick. I'm a bad picker. I don't find out I don't like stuff until it's way too late to do anything positive about it. I'm already out with you. Nothing I can do. Turns out I like a whole bunch of like yelling, like arguing, like the willingness to argue gives them a nerve. I'll tell you what I found this out about myself. I took this young lady out to go get something to eat. She really wasn't that cute, I'm gonna be honest. So we ended up at McDonald's. Don't judge me, sir. You didn't see her, okay?
I feel you.
Wow. At the time, my car didn't exist. I was broke. I didn't have one. I didn't own. I didn't shoot. To the drive-thru, very romantic drive-thru, very well lit and everything. We can see each other perfectly. She orders her food, but dude couldn't hear her. He said, "Excuse me, ma'am, can you speak up?" That's all he said to her. She went completely nuts. For no reason, started yelling immediately. "How did you get a job? I know your mama don't love you." I said, "Pickles, nerd." She went nuts. After she gets finished cussing out the McDonald's drive-thru dude, she gonna turn to me talking about, "So Mike, what you wanna get?" Wendy's, man. I'm not ordering from this dude. Why would you yell at him like that? I seen this dude, you know, work out for us in here. That drive me off, guy. Drive me off. I'm not going to rip you. Drive me off. That's when she started getting real crazy. Started downing me.
Yeah. You already know what it is.
She's very upset.
Yeah. You already know what it is. Like I said, that's your boy, Mike McDowell's. And I mean, black comedian. And I mean, making it do what it do, funny as I don't know what, you know? But without further ado, I'm your boy, S to the M-A. And I mean, we're going to get into the get down. You know what I mean? We got a few topics, like I said, coming up. We're going to talk about some things in a little bit. You know what I mean? But I like to start with some comedy, some music, get the vibe going. All right, so we're going to jump into the first song. The first song is from your boy, Young NBA. Young boy. Let's get it. Turn the shots up in the caddies while I'm headed home.
And they like to do it better. I ain't tripping out by this shit.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. Man, Penny. I'm on the mission. Shout out to Young Boy NBA. All the young boys doing their numbers. Let's get it. Yeah. Okay. Let's get it. Let's get it, y'all. Mm-hmm. The block is hot. Ooh. Let's get it. It's your boy STM. Let's get it. Uh-huh. Head it home. When we see him, okay. Yeah. The block is hot. You heard me? He said the block is hot. The block is hot. Yeah. Yeah. You already know what it is. It's your boy S to the MA. And that was young boy NBA. With the block is hot. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy Young. You know what I'm saying? S to the MA. Making it do what it do. It's crazy with this rap game. I seen something. Speaking of these rappers. Bro, I seen something the other day on a live where shout out to and rest in peace to King Von. The whole King Von situation where he was in an interview with Gilly the Kid talking on one of Gilly's shows, talking about gang violence and how wars go back and forth and how, like, they got beef with this person, they shoot him up, it don't stop. So Gilly was asking him, Gilly was like, well, that's kind of sounds crazy. Sounds like it never ends. Like, when does it stop? And King Von was like, never. It doesn't stop. It stops. It only stops until all of us are dead. And like about a month after that, he died from a gunshot wound. You know what I'm saying? And it's so sad because it's like, you know, we live in these communities, we live in these environments, and we see all of this crazy violence, and it's like nothing's being done about it. You know what I mean? And it's like we know that this is the end result. We know that there's no successful drug dealers. Like, name a successful drug dealer, you know what I mean, that you know, other than Jay-Z. And to me, some of that is propaganda. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know too many successful criminals. You know what I'm saying? Like, really successful criminals that don't, you know what I mean, end up either dead or in jail. So, you know, like, we perpetuate the cycle, and it's just, like, it's insane that we don't even get it. And it's like the artists are getting younger and younger, you know what I mean, every day. And, I mean, and they're still dying. 14, 16, 17-year-old kids are getting shot down in the street like dogs. I mean, this is insane. At some point, we got to say, look, we got to either change the dynamics of what we're allowing on our TV, or we got to, you know, impact the community in a better way. You know what I'm saying? I think we need to try to impact the community in a better way. Shout out to all of the black rappers, too, that's doing a lot of moves in Africa and doing a lot of moves for the community. Because believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there making moves and doing things for the community. I mean, even like us over here at STM, we got a few things going on. We got a few programs where we help people, you know, become entrepreneurs or just, you know, get better understanding of business purposes and business concepts so that they can change their life and do different things. It's so many different businesses that you can start to just, you know, start generating some income and doing some things to change your life. You know what I mean? We're going from the brick and mortar days to the click and order days. You know what I mean? And that's where we're at now. So everything is online. Everything is innovative. So you kind of got to get with the program and get in tune with the new growth spurts that's going on, you know what I mean, with the online businesses and different things to take advantage of it. And if you don't know about these things, see, some of the problem is everybody's trying to do everything themselves, and that's okay, but if you don't know what you're doing, it's going to take you 3-4 times as long. By that time, the wave might be over. You know what I mean? So you got to learn how to utilize the people that you need to utilize and not abuse them. You know what I'm saying? And work together, because fair exchange is no robbery. You know what I mean? But be able to work together and collectively create change and create opportunities for yourself. You know what I mean? I work with a number of different people in a number of different businesses. And we all profit in some way or form or fashion. But, you know, we all bring what we have to bring to the table. And then take it from there, you know, and nobody's intimidated by the next one. I mean, you know, in business, you got to have some competitive edges and some, you know, green eye monsters, and a little bit of those things go on. You know what I mean? So it's not like that stuff doesn't happen, but it really doesn't matter. When you set your mind in a certain type of light and you start living under a certain spirit, a lot of those things that affect the regular people don't affect y'all. So with this show, we would like to try to, not like to, but with this show, we're going to invoke power and show how to utilize God's power and the powers that we have as children of God on this earth. You understand? Because there's a special power set aside for us because we're special children. And that's real. You know what I mean? So I'm going to jump into the next song. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get back to the get back. I'm your boy, S to the MA. You already know what it is. It's the STM TV, STM Radio Show, STM Podcast. You already know. You know what I mean? We on the South Side. Let's get it.
Sounds right. Yeah. I just got some stupid dog from this hoe from the Zaza. Long live Juke, my OG man, that nigga from the Zaza. Shout out DZ and them lows who creeping on the Zaza. I get bad in for the low and send them to the Zaza. Yeah, I'm selling coke for real. I put a D in dope for real. Send the run on my coke for real. They drink on, they drink on. I'm with the Reds and drink on, drink on. Shout out to Clay, that nigga a real one. We had them bands in the neighborhood. All day cash plays. White team dope boy. Move that dope boy. Trapping out a bando. Serving out a window. Just trying to run the meals up.
That's always been a ramp fall. Popping up in the Gucci store, the Mims in. Yeah. All the slam jam.
I just push start on my car. I'm not the good. They know I'm a guy. Know we bang wherever we are. I just took these cups off stage. Ziggity GDS is in my chain. I'm going better. I can't even play. Bought a plane, then I threw out the brain. Bring it back, made a big old insane. With the gang, I ain't switching the name.
I'm going to go to the bank.
I went to Reds and Pecos, like I'm shot out to Clay and a nigga around. We had them bitches in the neighborhood. I'm doing shit and they wishing they could. On the front, we're running right through the hood. They hated on me, but it's still all good. Draco on me and it's still all good. On my probation, they let off a fool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what I do. I'm trying to study my moves.
Okay. STMTV. STM podcast.
Was
a real one. Okay. Shout out to your boy Lil Baby. He doing real big moves right now. I like Lil Baby. He doing his numbers. You know what I mean? He making it do what it do. Can't do nothing but appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Can't do nothing but appreciate that. You already know what it is. Like I said, it's your boy S to the MA. That was your boy Lil Baby. You know what I mean? With, I don't even know the name of the song, but the song's hot. I'm sure y'all know it. If y'all don't, you better get tuned with it because Lil Baby blowing like fire. You already know. Listen. One of the other things, topics I want to talk about is all things that's going to grow are going to change no matter what. I don't care what you think, what you say, what you want to think, what you want to say. All things, anything positive or anything that's going to grow, should I say, not positive, but anything that's going to grow into anything, it's going to change. So people that's telling you, oh, yo, I ain't changed, I'm keeping it real, it's keeping it fake, because it's not, there's no such thing as keeping it real if you don't change. There's no such thing as growing without growth. How long does it take a baby to become two? 2 years, right? A baby can't become 2 years old in 3 months. Just can't happen. You have to go through the process. And that's like with life. And life sometimes it gets hard and it gets crazy, but you got to go through the process. You know what I mean? It's a process. So at the end of the day, you know what I mean? A lot of times there's no way to escape. The only way to go through the fire is through. You know what I mean? So, you know, I like to encourage y'all to keep growing, keep changing, keep elevating, keep your circle growing. If you notice that you're around a dull circle and you're not being educated or you're not being poured into and you're not climbing or growing as a person or as a character, then you're in the wrong circumference. You're in the wrong circle. Also, that's like if you're the smartest person in your circle, you're in the wrong circle. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to start doing things and we got to start taking inventory and evaluation of our lives. Because if we don't take evaluation and take inventory of our lives, we just keep doing the same things over and over, expecting different results, and things never changing. I mean, that's why people could sit in the church for 10 years or sit in the same building for a few years and nothing never changed. Still got bad attitudes, still got, you know, still got the same spirit that they came in the church with. I mean, I can't understand it. I don't know how you can be somewhere and say that you're being delivered or being saved, but nothing changes. I mean, your financial situation don't change, your attitude don't change, your living situation don't change. So what was the benefit of you going to church or serving God just to get off drugs, just for yourself? That's being very selfish. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us, I don't think we're looking at it like that. You know what I mean? It's more the purpose than just us. You know what I'm saying? Or just money or just, you know, these materialistic things. Yeah, God said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. You know what I'm saying? And he also said that we could live in abundance. You know what I'm saying? And that he'll give us abundance. You know what I mean? So, you know, all of these things that some people will take it the wrong way, they looking at it, you know, some people are doing it the wrong way. They're trying to use it like a lottery system, like, you know, like
if you do this, God will do that. It's not about that. It's about having a relationship. That's like having a relationship with your real father. If you have a real relationship with your real father, he'll take care of you. But if you have a bad relationship with your father, he's going to be there, maybe. But there's no guarantee. And that's the same thing like God. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, we disrespect God all day, even with the English language. But certain things like that we say in the English language, we like really disrespectful to the word of God and to God himself. You know what I mean? But we don't even think about it. Like, we're cursing God all day, saying, you know, oh my, and certain words that's just in our English dictionary. That got us cursing God every day. And he's disrespected and being disrespected. And we're not even mindful or even trying to be mindful to say, listen, you know what? This is the creator of the creator of the creator. You know what I'm saying? Of all creation. So we at least need to have respect. You know what I mean? And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. So, you know, with that being said, I'm going to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay tuned to some more. We got some more stuff coming up real soon. We're going to be, you know, doing these things like every week. You know what I mean? So it's the STM Podcast, STM TV, STM Radio, STM, your boy S to the MA. You already know. All right, let's get it. Legend on the track. I took the hard away. The hard away. You already know. It's your boy S to the MA. Let's get it.
I took the hard way. Didn't know how to say a thing. I was giving that hard away. What if I had to borrow play? This is my hard way. But I've been too hard today. Fuck that. I was just stuck in the home. Starting money. I ain't never sell you
today. I took the hard way. Yeah. Shout out to all the independent people. All the entrepreneurs, all the business owners are taking the hard away than that. Somebody never came up on their own on the grind. You already know what it is. Let's get it. Took the hard away. Brooklyn, stand up. Hard away. Yeah. Okay. I took the hard away. That's my joint right here. D-Rez Dijon. Hard away. I don't even know the boy's name, but he hard.
They took my heart away. Hard away.
Yes, sir. You already know what it is. It's your boy S to the M, man. Like I said, that was your boy Hardaway. You know what I'm saying? Making it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? And without further ado, you know what that means. Once you hear that sound, that means we out of here. That means it's about time to wrap it up. You know what I mean? So Without further ado, I'm your boy S to the MA. This is the STM podcast, STM radio, STM the movement, STM baby. You already know I'm your boy. And we out here. See y'all next one. Love y'all. God bless.